Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Leo Weston coming at you live from Tame the Bowl. Your daily dose of real talk about anger, stress, and becoming the best version of yourself. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects every single one of us. Creating a peaceful home environment. You know, that haven where you should feel safe, relaxed, and truly at ease. Ever come home after a long day, only to feel even more stressed? Like your house is amplifying the chaos instead of calming it down? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But guess what? We can absolutely change that. This isn't about some mystical feng shui makeover. It's about practical tips and mindset shifts that actually work. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets of creating a peaceful home environment. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, declutter your space. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, clutter can be a major source of stress. Think about it. Those piles of papers, that overflowing drawer, even just misplaced items, they all create mental noise and visual distractions. Take some time each week to tidy up, donate what you don't need, and organize your space. You'll be amazed how much lighter you feel. Next, bring in the natural vibes. Plants are like little mood boosters. They purify the air, add a touch of green, and create a sense of tranquility. Plus, caring for plants can be a grounding activity, a way to connect with nature even when you're indoors. Let's talk about sensory overload. It's a real thing. Our senses are constantly bombarded with information, especially in our modern world. So, intentionally create calming sensory experiences at home. Dim the lights, light some candles, play soft music, diffuse essential oils, whatever helps you unwind and feel relaxed. Fourth, set boundaries for technology. You know how it is. Scrolling through social media before bed, checking emails constantly. It's exhausting. Establish tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table, and designate specific times to disconnect. Trust me, your mind and relationships will thank you. And finally, remember that peace starts with you. Your inner state of being influences your entire environment. So, practice self-care rituals that bring you joy and calm, meditation, yoga, journaling, spending time in nature. When you feel peaceful within, it radiates outwards, creating a harmonious atmosphere for everyone. Picture this. You walk into your home after a tough day, the air is fresh, soft music plays in the background, there's a comforting scent of lavender filling the air, and your favorite plant greets you with its vibrant leaves. That's the power of creating a peaceful home environment. It's not about achieving perfection, it's about progress. Start with one small change today, build on it tomorrow, and before you know it, you'll have transformed your house into a true sanctuary. Remember, you deserve to feel peace and calm in your own space. So take action, make those changes, and let me know how it goes. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little peace in their lives. And stick around for tomorrow's episode where we'll be tackling another common stressor. Dealing with difficult people. Until then, keep taming the bull and stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.